Now, to give us an insight of what it might have been like for David to suddenly have his sight taken from him, we have a brilliant guest for this. It's Billy Baxter. Billy's a former sergeant in the army who went blind while serving in Bosnia.
Now, many years later now, he's working for Blind Veterans UK, which you may know, actually, is under its former name, St Dunstan's, the charity that was formed in 1915 during World War One.
So, Billy is in our Bangor studio in North Wales, not far from Llandudno, where he is a rehabilitation and training support worker at one of Blind Veteran UK's residential centres. Billy, thank you very much for speaking to us. First of all, your reaction to that terribly tragic death.
Well, Anita, it was a devastating blow to all of us at Blind Veterans to hear the news of David's troubles. I personally knew David, and my last memory of him was running around our training centre in Sheffield in the early hours of the morning, having a laugh, and we all thought he was coping. We did all we could to help him.
Can we talk about your own experience? Because there are some really interesting echoes and parallels, I think. I mean, both of you have had very macho lives. I mean, you're both in uniform, both serving in dangerous situations. Just talk us through how you lost your sight.
Yes, certainly. I served with the British Army for 21 years as a result of my duties whilst on an operational tour in Bosnia in 1997. I contracted a virus that robbed me of my sight. Basically, I got an infection off my fingers, right. Rubbed them in my eyes, and I lost my sight.
Yeah, and I was reading about this. So you were sort of working to locate bodies, and it was an onerous task in itself. And
absolutely.
Then you couldn't have dreamed, could you, that just rubbing your eyes, which is something I do a million times a day, could have done this. How quickly did you lose your sight?
Well, in 2 weeks while I was out in the Balkans, my right eye went completely. Typical man. I didn't seek medical help. I thought it'd go away. It wasn't until I returned home on leave that my wife noticed that I was going blind. The consequences were that both my eyes were affected and my optic nerves were inflamed.
Did you feel frightened while it was going on? Did you even believe that it was happening? Were you in denial? What did you feel as it was happening?
You've hit that description squarely on the head. Denial. Was going through my mind. It always happens to somebody else. It's not happening to me, and it will go away. But it didn't, and I kept refusing to believe it was happening to me. I wasn't in control of my own destiny. I was a fit young man. I still am. I didn't feel ill. It wasn't an explosion. I felt robbed. And acceptance was the worst thing.
Yeah. And you're a man of courage. I mean, you served in Northern Ireland as well as Bosnia. I mean, you've had an active life in active duty. You're no stranger to danger, if I can put it like that. Mm-hmm. And yet, when you did finally accept that you weren't going to be able to see again, were you frightened?
Absolutely terrified. Blind veterans, we work off an ethos of 3 A's. And the first A is acceptance, accepting your lot, that the fact that you've got failing eyesight or no eyesight, and to accept it, and then to adjust to the blindness, which we heard there earlier on the report. David was going through that adjustment stage, and it does take a long time. There's no textbook, there's nothing set in stone saying after 5 years. Each individual's unique. It's taken me 12 years to get where I am now, and the third A is achieving.
So, I mean, I've seen a curve that they sort of draw to show that journey, and it has dips and troughs and then a climb finally, thank goodness. but what is that like to live? I mean, after you accepted that you'd lost your sight, what happened to you, Billy? What did life look like for you?
It's a complete unknown. My life, I was suicidal initially, and it affected not just myself, and there's always the ethos on the poor person that's lost the sight, but it's your family, friends and loved ones that are affected. It's a form of bereavement. My wife and children quite literally went through hell. There I was, a father and a husband, and I was sitting in the corner losing my temper, not being able to see the television, just shouting at the kids, kicking things across the room, frustration, temper. I was ostracised by my friends because they didn't want to come round, or my colleagues. Well, crikey, we can't go round and see Billy. He's lost his sight. And there's that guilt your colleagues that work with you. We accept being killed or wounded as soldiers, but when it happens to somebody else, you feel guilty for being okay, so I was ostracised as well.
Did you have any idea of blindness in your life? I mean, did you have any sort of experience of blindness in your family at all? Did you know what was possible and not possible?
Absolutely not. I thought my life... I woke up on September the 1st, I opened my eyes and I couldn't see my wife laying in bed to me, next to me. Singularly, it was the most terrifying thing in my life. Mm. I tried to hide it from her and I thought, there's no way I can possibly carry on a normal and fulfilling life. Little did I know what was around the corner.
Does the army prepare you at all for this kind of thing? Is there any kind of training or counselling that happened when you were serving or that happens now for something like this?
Well, during my service time, there was no help or counselling whatsoever. Certainly, my regiment didn't know about Blind Veterans UK. Had they known about them, they could have got me the specialist training and help that I needed at an early stage. As a result, my wife found out about the charity Blind Veterans through an article, and next thing I know, I was down at the Brighton Centre being assessed, and there my life took a different turn of events.
Well, you can say that again. So, I mean, talk about having a new chapter opening. Just tell us a little bit about what you discovered you could do.
Well, the first thing Blind Veterans did to me in Brighton, I stood at reception, I'll never forget it. I stood there to attention, shaking like a leaf, not really knowing what was in store of me. One of the carers came up to me, she cuddled me and gave me a kiss, and she says, Billy, you can pack that game in, let's go and get you a cup of tea, and we'll see what we can do to help you. And then I discovered what, you know, what they had in store for me.
And one of the things they had in store for you was to put you... I mean, this is terrifying for most people, just to think, even for me, is to stand on a stage and perform. How did that happen?
Well, that was a result of my public speaking. I've just finished 2 years studying a National Diploma in Performing Arts and Drama at Cambridge Regional College, where I achieved 3 distinctions in the performing arts in a mainstream college with my peers, the 16, 18-year-olds, and there I was, a blind 45-year-old man trying to keep up with them. But what Blind Veterans did in our centre in Brighton, they looked at my background of Royal Horse Artillery. They threw me on a horse and got me to gallop across the Sussex Downs. With the wind running through my face and a galloping horse, I knew that my life could take a turn, and I'll never forget what my wife said to me. Karen, when I came home, she said, kids, Billy's back. I had a sparkle back in my eye and I had hope in my heart.
Yeah. And just, I mean, that feeling of being back on a horse, did it just feel natural or did you feel like you were learning a whole new way of being, Billy?
It felt totally and utterly natural. I was part of the animal and I felt alive. And from there, you could say I got the book and tore it up. Yeah. I learnt to run again. I learnt to ski again. And then I discovered motorcycles.
Yes, now, look, I'm glad you brought that up, because I read it and I thought, no, there's somebody's done some erroneous research here. He can't really have been riding a... What were you doing on a motorbike and how fast were you going?
Well, in 2003, I set a world land speed record for a blind motorcyclist by taking a Kawasaki ZX12R Ninja to 164.87 miles an hour solo.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Why, how did that work?
Quite easily. Now, your listeners that are listening to me that are driving, please don't do this, but close your eyes and you quite literally hear the voice, OK, the runway's in front of you, open it up, that's it, go through, left a bit, right a bit, OK, wind it on, left, left. It's trust. Sam, it's absolute total trust.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's like Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. It's like, just trust the force,
But all intents and purposes, I'm a radio controlled motorcyclist. I will operate a car, a motorcycle, a set of skis, a horse, in exactly the same way as sighted. I'll do all the things sighted people do.
Billy, you're you did mention Sam, and I know Sam would probably like to say something. Sam, close your eyes and talk to Billy.
I'm agog at the motorbike story. It's just utterly tremendous. I mean, you talk about it being complete an utter trust,
yes,
obviously, with that person. The first time you got on, the first time it was suggested to you, did you think you are bonkers?
No, I suggested it. It was coming back with our president from Blind Veterans, Ray Hazan. We'd been skiing in Italy, and there was about 20 blind veterans all skiing, all different disabilities, as well as blindness, coping with hearing problems, some without limbs. And I thought, my goodness me, and coming back from skiing, I was so on a high, I got my son's mountain bike and I rode it around the garden with him giving me instructions. I then ran a friend of mine who is the manager of the Royal Artillery's motorcycle display team, the Flying Gunners, and I said, can I ride one of your bikes? He said to me, Billy, the last time I saw you, you had pretty bad eyesight. I said, that's not a problem, Graham. I'm now totally blind. He says, come down and we'll talk about it. And the rest is history.
Oh, Billy, you are truly an inspiration, a real inspiration. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. And I think you ought to, really, if you haven't got a pen, I might read it out a bit later. But
yeah,
go and visit this website, www.blindveterans.org.uk. And if you want to know more about Billy, and I'm sure you do, it's blindbaxter.com. An inspiration. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be as inspiring. I doubt it somehow. Shall we find out what's going on? Katie, with the travel.